You're listening to the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 118.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Prepare to dive into the minds of real estate's heavy hitters and gain the cutting-edge expertise you need to scale and grow your real estate empire. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey, welcome everyone. I have some exciting news for you today. Now, some of you are going to be happy, some might be a little disappointed, but on today's masterclass, I am doing a solo round. It's just me. I've had some people reach out to me, letting me know, you know, to my surprise, and you know, I appreciate it that they enjoy the you know, the Thursday Q&As, and you know, lately I've been hopping on and just, you know, sharing some tips, sharing things that are working in the business for us, things that haven't been working, etc. And so I decided to just kind of dedicate this masterclass to just me, just doing a solo round. And what we're going to cover today is I'm going to share with you three tips that have really helped us in the past couple of months, specifically on some deals we've been working on, and three tips I want to share with you that I think can help you if you implement them in your business. So aside from that, guys, appreciate you joining in here. If I'd love to hear some feedback, ways I can improve the podcast, ways, you know, if there's any specific guests you want me to have on these masterclass in the future, if there's any specific topics you want me to cover on the Thursday show, or if you have any questions and you want me to feature it in an upcoming show, you want me to answer it, let me know, reach out to me, or anything else, just in general. If there's a way that I can help you, reach out to me. You two ways to do that. You can go to flipempire.com, click on the Ask Alex link at the top, and you can actually record or send me a message, or you can just shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com. Would love to hear from you. And if you enjoy the show, if you get something out of it, please share it with your network. Put it on social media, tag me, and let me know. That'd be awesome. Really appreciate it. So diving into to the masterclass here. So three tips I wanna cover with you today, and this is gonna be a lot shorter than the typical masterclass. I'm gonna keep this one short and sweet, and so let's get to the point here. So the first tip I want to share with you is keep an eye out for the opportunity to turn your motivated seller leads into cash buyer leads. And so here's what I mean by that. We send out a lot of direct mail, obviously. If you've been following the show, you know that I'm a big fan of direct mail. We continue to get a lot of our deals from direct mail. And inevitably, you know, every time we send out a mailing campaign, there's at least two, three, sometimes a handful of these sellers that contact us that are actually also cash buyers. And so you wouldn't really know it unless you're looking out for it. And one mistake that I see a lot of people make is, you know, I'll talk to students and I'll talk to people around the country that are sending out mail. And I'll ask them, I said, you know, have you gotten any cash buyers from your direct mail campaigns to motivated sellers? And they tell me no. And when we start kind of diving into it, it's not that they're not getting any leads. It's that they're not, their brain is not really like wired. It's not turned on to look for those kinds of opportunities because they're marketing to motivated sellers. They're kind of in acquisitions mode. And so that's one of the things that I tell, you know, my acquisitions managers is, you know, when you hop on the phone, keep an ear out for some of the industry jargon or for certain, you know, signs that tell you that this person's a buyer, or flat out, sometimes they'll just tell you, you know, hey, are you a wholesaler? Or, you know, or they mention that they also own a bunch of properties. So keep an ear out for certain things that these sellers tell you. So obviously when these people call, you know, you want to process the lead and you want to be in acquisitions mode, right? So you want to go through your script and you want to find out if in fact they do have a property for sale, you know, why they're selling, what's their motivation, all that good stuff, right? But sometimes these people are going to, you know, tip you off to the fact that they own a lot of property, or that they're looking for properties, or that they buy cash, or that they wholesale. Anytime you hear anything like that, make sure that you let them know exactly what you do and ask them if you can get their, obviously you're going to get their name, but make sure that you get their cell phone number. And that's a key. That's one of the things I'm going to talk about here in a few minutes, and get their email and ask them if you can put them on your cash buyers list. Okay. So, and one example of how this is actually turning into a deal for us right now is we got a piece of land under contract, and so we had sent out a mailing campaign several months ago, and one of the people that called in was actually a developer. And so we had a conversation, and you know, the guy was telling us how he's looking for land to develop. And so we made a note of that, and we kicked it over to our sales manager. He contacted him. He's built a relationship. We added him to our cash buyers list. And so that we know that whenever we get a piece of land in the future in this particular area, this guy's a developer. He's actively looking to buy. Well, sure enough, we picked up a property in that area, and we ended up moving it to somebody else. And then after we thought and we said, you know what, let's call this guy who said he's been looking for property here. And turns out that this guy's actually willing to pay more for the land than what we already contracted it with a buyer. So now we have this guy as a backup, you know, so that's on us. We should have immediately gone to him. But lately we've just, you know, we haven't really been giving buyers a heads up. We've been putting it all out at the same time. And so we reached out to this guy. We just called him, and the guy's like, I want it. Send me the paperwork. And so we told him that, hey, look, it's no longer available, but we got the guy in a backup position now. And if for whatever reason our first buyer falls through, this guy's ready to pounce on it. Okay. And that came because we were actively listening to our sellers. And again, if they tell us that they're actively looking to buy, or that they own a lot of property, like that's a tip right there that these people are investors that, you know, they're either landlords or they fix and flip. So always keep an ear out is the first tip. All right. And I just shared with you an example of how this could potentially turn into revenue for us because we've done that. And there's been other cases in the past where we've actually sold properties to cash buyers that came from our motivated seller direct mail campaigns. All right. So that's the first tip. Number two is, and I just kind of alluded to it, it's a perfect segue, is guys, pick up the phone these days to sell your deals. Okay. Like, email is getting lost in the shuffle. There's so much noise out there. Our email open rates have dropped, and there's so many people that receive hundreds and hundreds of emails on a daily basis that if you're just relying on the old fashioned way of putting a property on your website and sending out an email blast to get it sold, I think you're potentially missing the boat. Most of our deals these days get sold through a phone call, a text message, a Slide broadcast, or a text broadcast campaign. All right. Now, yes, we do, you know, as part of our selling process and our system, we definitely email it out. You know, we put the property on our website. You know, we contact agents that have sold properties to cash buyers, you know, within the last 3 to 6 months in that same zip code and surrounding zip codes. So that's kind of, you know, tip 2A for you there. Make sure that you're definitely doing that. But I'd probably say 60 to 75% of our deals, if not more, are getting sold because our sales manager is picking up the phone and calling specific buyers that we know that we have a relationship with, sending personalized text messages. And then we also leverage a Slide broadcast role where he'll record a message and, you know, he'll include details about the property. We usually do an open house for 1 hour to get the property sold. He sends that out. His phone absolutely blows up all day. And then the next day or the day after, we'll send if we still haven't sold it within like 24, 48 hours, which doesn't happen too often, but if that's the case, then we'll send out a text broadcast through CallFire. So that's number two, is make sure that you're not just, tip number two, make sure that you're not just relying on email to get your property sold. Make sure you're picking up the phone and doing it the old fashioned way, or leveraging some of these tools like Slide broadcast and CallFire to be able to send text campaigns. All right. And number three, here's a tip that we've really been focused on more this year than any other year prior, is targeting land. Okay. And I talked about in the first tip how there was an example of a piece of property that we locked up, and this guy's a developer. Especially if you're on the coastal markets, you know, or if you're in a hot market, there's a lot of opportunity there through land. And what I'm finding is that not a lot of investors, or not as many investors, I should say, and wholesalers are targeting these parcels. So there's a big opportunity there. And what we're also finding is that a lot of these properties have violations, some have liens, because, you know, at least here in South Florida, you know, especially in certain like rougher areas, people use this land to park like beat up cars, or to, you know, store trash on there. different things like that. And then the city or the county will actually, you know, they'll place violations and liens on these parcels. And so that could be a big pain point to a lot of these sellers that bought these parcels 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago. They've just been sitting on them. And now, you know, they have thousands of dollars in violations. So it's a big opportunity for you to be able to pick up these parcels at like just really, really cheap. And then once you do, find developers, you know, find people that want this land to build property on. And so one way that you could do it, and this is kind of tip 3A, I know I've given you more than three tips here, but I think it's all related and interconnected, is if you have access to the MLS or if you're a licensed agent, jump on the MLS and pull up the properties that were built within the last 3 years. And then find out who built those properties, meaning find out who the sellers are, and then find out who the buyers are. And oftentimes, usually the sellers that built those properties, they're either developers or they worked with a developer, and then you can contact them through, you know, you can send them a mail piece, you can old school door knock, you can skip trace them and call them, you know, cold call them. But just basically, and if you're not a licensed agent or you don't have access to the MLS, contact an agent who's willing to pull a list for you of all the properties that were built within the last 3 years in that zip code and the surrounding zip codes. Okay, so because what you find is typically developers, they like certain areas, certain subdivisions, certain zip codes. So don't just focus on the zip code of the piece of land or the property that you're looking to sell, but also make sure that you're targeting the surrounding zip codes. Pull a list of all those properties sold in the last 3 years, and then contact the sellers and contact the buyers, and also contact the agents that brought the buyer to the deal. Because I guarantee you, between the seller, the buyer, and the agent, you're going to get in contact with developers. And chances are that a lot of those developers are still looking for land and looking for opportunity. And so that's the value that you as a wholesaler, you an investor, can bring is, you know, you have a piece of parcel, most likely, if you're doing it through direct mail, it's off market, that you know, that you can sell to them. You can assign your contract. So those are three tips, just kind of to recap here. Number one, make sure that you're keeping an ear out and an eye out to turn your motivated seller leads into potential cash buyer clients. Number two, pick up the phone. You know, make sure that you're getting property sold over the phone through text. You can definitely leverage some of these tools like Sly Broadcast and CallFire.com, but don't discount just picking up the phone and getting the property sold that way. And then number three, there could be a big opportunity in your market to buy and sell land. So contract land, you know, assign your contract to developers, to cash buyers that either want to build on it or maybe they want to hold it for whatever reason. So those are the three tips I want to share with you. Let me know what you think. And again, I'd love it if you can share this with your friends, your network, anybody you think could benefit from this type of content. Tag me on social media. Let me know what you think. And I'd love to start a conversation with you if you have any thoughts, any questions on anything I've covered in this episode or any previous episode. I'd love to hear from you. I'm looking to I'm looking to build a relationship here. I'm definitely looking to build and grow this audience. And I'm grateful to be able to host this. So I'd love to hear from you. Let me know your thoughts. And don't worry, next week I will make sure to have a guest expert on the masterclass. So hopefully you've liked this one. I'll talk to you soon.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.